Hi there, I'm Lewis Foster, a journalist in the Manx Radio newsroom. Thank you for choosing this edition of Newscast. Timwald has approved changes to how the island's minimum wage is calculated and reviewed. It means any future alterations to the rate of pay will be based on Isle of Man median earnings, while a previous commitment to align the rate with the living wage will be abandoned. Enterprise Minister Tim Johnston says that goal, set back in 2021 to be achieved by 2026, created challenges. But during the debate, there was criticism from a number of members about this move. Despite that, as we heard, it has been approved. Phil Gorn, Manx Radio's political correspondent, has been speaking to Treasury Minister Alex Allenson and Speaker of the House of Keys, Ewan Watterson, who also chairs the Select Committee on Poverty. First of all, Minister Allenson.
I can understand their frustration. I think all of us have found that we made an absolute commitment to merge the minimum wage with the living wage back in 2021 after the Poverty Committee reported. But as we've got closer and closer to that time to do it, i.e. now, it's become far more complicated. And we've got now a living wage report that was published only recently, which says that some of their calculations just don't quite work and they can't look at the minimum income standards anymore. They need to do something different. So I think what we've done is taken a pragmatic approach to introduce a proportion of the median earnings going forward, so that in October we will announce what will be, in effect, the minimum living wage to come in the following April. That will give certainty to employees and employers and hopefully create a new sense of purpose in terms of increasing the median earnings right across our country, which is one of the key parts of the island plan. But it has got far more complicated. What looked like something being quite simple back in 2021 has obviously been overtaken by a whole range of aspects in terms of increased prices, increased particularly in housing prices as well. And so we're responding to that, but also trying to absolutely ensure that people who work on the Isle of Man get a decent wage so they can enjoy living on the Isle of Man.
And I guess that's where the other side of this debate comes in. I mean, the very reasonable suggestion, I thought, that Mr. Speaker, I think, made most forcefully was that actually basing your living wage or minimum wage on how many people get paid various different amounts of money isn't as relevant as basing it on how much it actually costs people to live on the island. The suggestion, certainly from that side of the argument, is that minimum wage and living wage is a calculation that's made just the same as median wage is made. So it's not really that complicated.
The issue with the living wage is it's based on all sorts of different households, whether you've got children, whether you haven't, whether you're retired, whether you're not. And then it's all amalgamated with weightings to come up with an hourly rate, which is meant to suit everyone. So it's not ideal. What we do know, though, is that by linking the minimum wage, living wage, to median earnings, we will get a lot more stability, we'll get a lot more certainty. And at a time at the moment, in terms of our economy, I think that's what we need. What we will have is not some of the sudden swings we've had in terms of minimum wage, living wage in the past. Remember, during COVID, the minimum wage didn't go up at all for 2 years. And actually, that wasn't that was a good idea at the time, but has had legacy issues now. So by linking it to median earnings, I think we'll have a lot more stability. And hopefully we can then grow the economy for the benefit of everyone.
So are they wrong in saying it's not complicated to calculate the living wage?
It is complicated to calculate the living wage. The basket of goods changes. We peg the way we process the living wage with how it's done across, but with minor differences in terms of housing. For instance, single people and couples without children are judged to be in private rental, but anyone with children are judged to be in social housing. Well, that's not always the case. There is some increases attributed to the cost of getting on and off the island, but otherwise we follow very much the UK process. And in the UK and here this year, they found that there was a significant increase in their calculations, and they're looking at it again. So I think from a pragmatic point of view, actually Timwald have decided, okay, let's go with something we're far more certain about in terms of median earnings, go for a process we are far more certain we can deliver in terms of announcing something in October, implementing it in April the next year, year and move forward. But obviously all of these processes will be under future review.
And your colleagues who effectively seem to have been whipping up the masses in relation to all this and suggesting that those who didn't support Mr. Speaker's amendment to actually base the minimum wage on the living wage, as had been the original intention of Tinwell, that, you know, the suggestion is in some way that those who voted against were heartless skinflints and only interested in the rich people and not the poor.
Yeah, I'm disappointed, to be honest with you, that we couldn't rely upon the calculations of the living wage to deliver what Tinwell wanted because of that uncertainty, because of the way the calculation has been done, particularly this year, and also because of the effects that might have on the economy, particularly in those parts of the economy, such as the hospitality sector, which are struggling at the moment. I think what we've done, though, is come up with a far more pragmatic way of making sure that people on low income get a decent pay increase year on year and know about it in advance, and that their employers also know about it in advance and can factor that in. But again, you know, Tinwell will look at these in the future. We'll look at what happens on the adjacent aisles. We need to remain competitive in terms of keeping people who are here already here and also attracting people to come and join us, and this will be an ongoing process.
No, it's disappointing, really. I mean, Tinwell's had a policy since 2021 based on the Poverty Committee's recommendations that the minimum wage should align with the living wage, and that's put together based on the cost of living, what it costs to engage in society and be able to afford to live and work on the Isle of Man and be better off in work, and that is, we think, a really important benchmark to work to. That's why I put down the amendment that I did, to maintain that link with the living wage and the minimum wage. Government's decided to move away from that, and I think that's a retrograde step.
In reality, though, I guess what government is looking for is something that's relatively easy and simple to benchmark, and I imagine that what they've come up with isn't going to be that far off what you would have ended up with had you done a more complicated calculation and followed the route that you were talking about.
Well, it's fortunate that at the moment the figures don't work out too much different. And the figure that government is coming out with is 98% of the figure that the living wage comes out with. But the living wage is now well established. It's a well-established formula. It's something that is understood. It's produced annually. It's produced according to a timetable, just like the living wage. So just like the average wage calculations and the median wage calculations. So it's no more or less complicated, and they're still going to be producing the living wage reports. So I don't particularly buy the argument that it's simpler. What it does do is it divorces the minimum wage from the cost of living on this island, and that's the big schism that I'm worried about going forward.
And of course that's what you would imagine a living wage, or indeed the minimum wage, should be addressing. I mean, knowing that you get a percentage of the median wage of people working on the Isle of Man probably isn't as relevant as knowing that you're going to have a wage that is sufficient to cover the costs that you incur on a daily basis.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter to people whether they're getting 66% of the Joneses. What matters to people is, can they afford to put the essentials on the table? Can they afford the roof over their head? And can they afford their phone and utilities? They're the sort of things that really matter to people. That's why the living wage calculation is far more important than a percentage of the median wage.
I mean, you and I both know that these sorts of things are often thrashed out in advance of getting to the Tinwell sitting. Has there been any attempt to talk to government to say maybe we should try and do this in a different way?
Well, yes, but this is a narrative that goes back to the foundation of the Select Committee on Poverty in 2018, the recommendation in 2021, that the evidence is in there for this, and they tried to reiterate that evidence yesterday without sort of labouring the point. So the government has made an active decision to move away from that methodology, and I think that's a retrograde step.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.